I discussed with the chairman of the SPLM and president of the republic and agreed with him that we will be coming to Addis Ababa to sign a peace agreement that will bring peace back to our country. It is not only me that signed alone. Leaders of our churches, Bishop Enoch signed it. Also, Bishop Paredi Taban signed it. Uncle General Joseph Lagos signed it. And also the representative of women signed it. This is an agreement that is signed by all representatives of South Sudanese. I'm sure the political parties, if they were allowed by the government to come, they were also going to sign it. Now we call on President Salva to sign this agreement. Actually, he had agreed with us that we will be coming here to Addis Ababa to sign this agreement and bring this war, this devastating war, this senseless war that he himself has called so, to an end and bring peace to our people. So I am really surprised by the statement of Michael Makuei saying that I have left the SPLM by signing to sign a peace agreement to end this war. If signing peace is what will make me be thrown out, then I'm happy with that, because I take the side of the people.
The minister is saying that you signing that agreement, you have already defected. Have we already defected to the IO, to the opposition, as he said it?
I signed as a leader. Even Michael Makuei said that I signed as the leader of SPLM leaders, former detainees, not as a rebel. I have not defected to anywhere. I'm the Secretary General of SPLM, and this is also in line with the Arusha Agreement, because in the Arusha, we have agreed in Arusha Agreement for the three SPLM groups to fully participate to bring this war to an end in the IGAD process. Arusha Agreement is not that.
What happened next that you have now signed this IGAD compromise agreement? Are you coming back to South Sudan and join the government in order to consult the constituencies, because they are saying that they have some reservations about some articles in the agreement which you signed? Are you coming back to South Sudan?
What needs to happen now is for President Salva Kiir to come back within this 14 day or 15 days to sign this agreement, and then we all go back to South Sudan to implement this peace agreement and also to implement the Arusha reunification agreement to reunite the SPLM and return it to its vision, and implement the peace agreement so that we bring peace, reconcile our people, and heal the nation.
So, meaning until the president goes back to Addis after the 15 days requested by the government, you and your group will not come back to South Sudan? Is that what you are saying?
There is no really any more consultation. The president has consulted and finished all the consultation, including last week on Friday and Sunday, and they have consulted. And the decision of the expanded leadership in Juba is to sign this agreement.
Somebody will be thinking that you already joined the SPLM in government and you are already part of the government. There was no way for you. You should have signed the agreement because you are part of the government. You should have come back together with the president for the more consultation they have asked for.
I never joined the government. I was not in any position in the government. I have not joined even the SPLM in government. We came to implement the Arusha Agreement. I have been reinstated as the Secretary General of SPLM, not the Secretary General of SPLM in the government. But as the Secretary General of SPLM, there is a lot of confusion and making our people to be confused, saying that we have joined the government. We have never joined the government. Even the reunification of SPLM has not started. So this story that I have joined the government is false, is a lie, it has never happened.
So are you optimistic that after the 15 days, the government, after consulting the people as they claim, will come back to Addis and sign a final deal?
As a freedom fighter, I'm always optimistic. I believe President Kiir will come and sign this agreement. I believe President Kiir wants peace, there are people around him that is making him not sign. Even here, he was ready to sign. He came actually to sign after the consultation on Sunday. We know that. Even myself, I discussed with him. He was ready to sign. I am sure and confident that this agreement will be signed within these 15 days, and I will come back to South Sudan to build peace. I am not in any way coming back to South Sudan to join the destruction of South Sudan. That will never happen.